buddy. Wake up. Come on. There you are. Okay, don't be freaked out, but you probably aren't going to be able to move. The aliens implanted these, like, special nodes in your extremities that are controlled by this device? I'll explain, but please don't be mad. We've been stuck on the ship for months, and I've been begging the aliens to let us go back to Earth. I miss real food and the blue sky. I'm sick of this gray slime they give us to eat, and I'm sick of these white walls. I can't be a test subject anymore. So, while you were asleep, I talked with the head scientist alien, the one with the 6 miniature tentacles where his eye should be. He said they'd send us back if they could complete just one more observation. I know, good news, right? Here's the weird part. They want to watch us have sex? I know, we're just friends, and the thought of doing that with you is just so gross. I mean, I almost threw up thinking about it, but we have to go home. There's more good news. The aliens know nothing about human sex organs, so I think we can convince them we did it if I just blow you. We don't actually have to fuck. Unfortunately, though, because they don't know anything about human sex, I wasn't able to convince them that it's different from how they have sex. You see, when the aliens have sex, the male usually dies, which is why they paralyze them with these devices, you know, so they won't struggle. And I tried to convince them it wasn't necessary, but they insisted I use the device on you for my protection. God, this is so wrong, but are you ready for me to suck your dick? Okay, here I go. I'm gonna pull your pants off now. God, it's already hard. You must be so excited about going home. I know you don't actually want this. Maybe you'll just lick it first? Oh my god, it throbbed. Right. This is no time to be afraid. I'll just put the whole head in my mouth. God, it's so weird. Oh, I don't think I can. Oh, we're just friends. I don't like you like that. I mean, no offense. Okay. I did my toe in. Now I just need to go for it. But I think I can bear it. Oh, I know you don't want this either. It'll be okay. It'll all be over soon. God, I feel so terrible they have to do this. Because you tried to do something nice for me. And you bought me that telescope. And drove me all the way to the top of that mountain so I could see Octavia's comet. Oh god, if we weren't there, then the aliens never would have abducted us. know we're not attracted to each other, and this... Oh, this sucks, but please tell me that the stimulation is enough to make you come. Wait, what did you say? Oh my god. I can't fucking believe you just said that. You can't wait to blow a hot load down my pretty little throat? Holy shit. Are you enjoying this? That's so fucking gross. I can't. Oh my god. Oh my god. We're friends, dude. This isn't supposed to be sexy. You aren't even supposed to. We aren't even. Oh, no. I am not. Look at me. Fucking look at me and listen. I am not attracted to you. At all. The only reason I'm touching your gross dick is so we can get off this stupid spaceship. Hang on. How long have you felt this way? Is that why you want to be friends? Why you've been so nice to me? Helped me with rent? Bought me that stupid telescope? Because you want to fuck me? What, you want to be my little sugar daddy? I can't believe I fucking fell for your bullshit. No, I didn't control you by withholding sex. Guys like you are the worst. You think you can just buy your way into our pants with money and favors? Women are not machines you put nice tokens into until sex falls out. You know what? I'm gonna teach you a fucking lesson. You think women control men's wallets with their bodies? Fine. That's exactly what I'll do. I'll fuck you. But I'm gonna break your mind. I'll shatter your will and turn you into my human ATM. And the worst part is, you won't even enjoy the sex. You won't even get to see me enjoy the sex. You know why? Because when I look at you, I feel nothing. I'm so lucky the aliens left us this lube because you do not make me wet. There we go. Now, I'm gonna squat over you just like this and position your cock right at my entrance. Look at me. I'm gonna start lowering myself down onto you now, but I'm gonna do it so fucking slowly that you'll barely feel it. You'll be inside me, but you'll never get the satisfaction of a proper thrust into my pussy. Does that feel good? Of course it doesn't. I see you flexing your abs and neck, trying to will your dick deeper inside me. But the alien's device is perfect. You can barely move. I bet it's agony, knowing you're so close to really enjoying the pussy of the girl you've been fantasizing about for weeks. I bet you've jerked off to me too, haven't you? How many times? Ugh, that's an insane amount. You're a sick, pathetic little insect. I'm halfway down now, and I think I'll just hold this position. Must feel really confusing with half your dick warm inside me and the other half still wet from the lube, exposed to the cold air inside the ship, doesn't it, buddy? It's probably giving you awful blue balls. You must be desperate to have me sit down all the way on your cock. To envelop you fully, to feel the weight of my ass pressing on you, like keep you nice and toasty with my insides. But no, you don't deserve that. You don't deserve a single proper thrust into me, but you're gonna fantasize about it for the rest of your life. Fantasize about what it might feel like, and it's gonna drive you insane. I'm gonna start coming back up now. Oh, you You thought it would feel cathartic for me to pull away, but it's even more frustrating, isn't it? Your dick is begging to be deeper inside me again, even knowing that I'll only ever let it go halfway. You know you won't be satisfied, but you still want me to do it. You feel that inside? That feeling of knowing that you'll get what you want, but feel absolutely hopeless afterward. That feeling is how I'll break you. And when I'm almost done pulling you out of me, and just your tip is inside, I'm gonna start bouncing on just the tip of your dick. You'll think to yourself, oh, yes, I'm finally thrusting inside of her. But having all the sensation only on the tip of your dick, oh, it's gonna make your whole body feel so empty. But at the same time, the feeling on the head of your cock will be overwhelming, like you're being tickled. And the rest of your cock will be begging for attention, for pressure, for warmth, for anything. But it won't get it. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, look at you squirming as I bounce on the head of your ugly cock. I bet part of you wishes I'd stop, but you'll never ask me to stop. You know this is the most you'll ever get from me. Because you were halfway inside me for so long without thrusting, your body needs release. It needs to feel itself come. Well, here's a spoiler. I'm going to ruin your orgasm. The girl of your dreams, who you tried to manipulate, who you tried to buy, is finally gonna make you come. But right before you get to the point of no return, she's gonna pull all the way off of you, and you're gonna watch helplessly as your cum shoots onto your belly in sad, pathetic little spurts before it dribbles out of you. And I'll laugh and laugh and laugh as the shame and disappointment engulfs you and you cry. I don't know if you know this about ruined orgasms, but they make you go just a little bit crazy. They compel you to try and get a real orgasm. So even though I'll make you feel like rotting garbage, you'll come back. When we get back to Earth, you'll beg me for more. For a chance to prove yourself to me, and I'll string you along, making you buy me ever more expensive gifts, first-class flights and Michelin star dinners. You thought you could be my sugar daddy, but I'll make you my wallet boy. And just when you're about to give up, we'll do this again, and I'll ruin your nut again. And we'll repeat that cycle over and over, and each time I'll make you think I'll let you fuck me for real. But each time I'll use the alien's device and do this to you. Your mind will be broken, and you'll be utterly addicted to me. Addicted to being degraded and having your pleasure wasted. Eventually I won't even have to use the device. You'll ask for this. You'll grovel for it. You'll demean yourself in ways I can't even imagine. Just to convince me to put you in your place. Am I going to cuck you? Oh, buddy. You don't even deserve to be cucked. You would enjoy being cucked. Men back on Earth beg me to let them lick other men's cum out of my pussy. And don't get me wrong, those men are pigs. But you're lower than a pig. You know what you are? You're dirt. So no, you don't get to see or hear about the men who get to fuck me for real. No. You just get to wallow and seethe and decay from the inside. And one day, I'll just disappear. You'll think you'll be free, and you might even be happy for a while. But then, the addiction will rear its head, and you'll come looking for me. You'll search all over the world, but you'll never find me. And you'll be miserable for the rest of your pathetic life. You'll hate me, but you'll hate yourself even more because you'll still want me. Still need me. Oh, I can feel you throbbing. You must be getting close. Are you ready? Are you ready to become my broken little addicted wallet boy? Now you're all the way out, and oh, look at that. You got one little burst of cum to fly onto your tummy. Now it's not even shooting out of you. It's dripping out of your cock like a leaky pipe. Running down your shaft onto your balls, pubic hair, and pooling in your belly button. I see you throbbing, but they're empty hollow throbs, aren't they? Look at your face. You're wincing, trying to somehow stimulate your cock just a tiny bit more to get a real orgasm. That's right, whimper. Whimper and cry over your lost orgasm and your soon-to-be-ruined life. Oh, you're so pathetic. Trying to trick girls into fucking you? Most of the time when a guy is as much of a loser as you, it's because he has no confidence. Because his dick is small. You don't even have that excuse. Your dick is perfectly average. Buddy, you suck. Because your soul is trash. Clean yourself up and meet me on the shuttle to Earth. And until we get back, don't fucking look at me.